Well, now the Democratic National Convention is roughly 2 weeks out, and that means many are busy readying Philadelphia for the thousands of attendees expected to stream into the city. All that prep boils down to money and a lot of different budget items. WHYY's Aaron Moselle offers this look at some of the numbers behind the big event.
Let's start with something basic, attendance. Up to 50,000 people are expected to take part in the festivities throughout the week. But a good chunk of them, possibly more than half, will be media. And a lot of them will spend hours at the Wells Fargo Center in South Philly, where the politicians will be most of the time. That means the city won't be the sardine can it was when the Pope was in town last fall. Merrill Levitz is CEO of Visit Philadelphia. She says the city will be just as bikeable and walkable as it always is.
It's pretty much the same number of people who go to a football game. And there will be 18,000 volunteers who will be helping people get around.
Things in South Philly will be a bit busier, especially before delegates arrive. Crews will run nearly 1,000 miles of cable inside the Wells Fargo Center, fiber optic and otherwise. Just about as many signs will go up around the stadium complex. Nearly 3,000 seats will be removed for the main stage and podium. Travis Dredd is the deputy CEO for Convention Complex Management. He says end-to-end, it'll take nearly 2 months to get the Wells Fargo ready for its close-up.
We're working pretty much regular business hours, but they're pretty intense and dense. 9 to 10 hour days right now. You have close to about 475, almost 500 people daily throughout the Wells Fargo Center now helping to put it together.
All of it in the name of political theater. Pageantry, which brings me to donkeys. Yes, donkeys. The Philadelphia Mural Arts Program will have 3 or 4 donkey doctors to make cosmetic fixes to the nearly 60 fiberglass donkeys put up around Center City to celebrate the DNC. Jane Golden heads up the Mural Arts Program.
They will truly be like a doctor who's making house calls. They will have their bag of paints and they will be ready and on the spot to make the repairs that are needed.
Merrill Levitz with Visit Philly estimates the economic impact of the convention to be between $250 and $300 million. The cost of the convention is approximately $60 million. The city is spending nearly $700,000 on non-security related items, including setup and cleanup, graffiti removal, and decorations. One number that can't be quantified right now, the long-range impact of having such a big international spotlight on Philadelphia. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.